Okay. Okay. I have to make one correction of the shiur yesterday. Rabbi Gurevich here? Okay. You're right, I'm wrong. Okay. I read the Ramban one way, and Rabbi Gurevich pointed out that I read the Ramban wrong. Okay. Okay, Lalocha, he's interested in his Hershey bars. Let's just, rather than going into a full explanation of how I understood the Ramban. Ramban makes a very clear distinction. Minag mokum shabalashom. You have to take a bank, even b'chadre chadorim. He says that applies only to minhagim, not to psak. So, if it is Minig Mokum Shiyotsumisham, Shabalasham, and something like doing Malacha Erev Pesach. So even Mitzina, it's also. But when it comes, but what's Rabbi Bar Bar Chana? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was Psak. So therefore, he did not, Mitzina, he did not have to take it. Which means, according to the Ramban, that if a person in Chutz Lars does not keep Chol of Yisrael, here Betzina, according to the Ramban, he doesn't have to keep it either. That's what turns out. The issue that, so if a person's a tourist coming here for 3 days, is one thing. But if, on the other hand, we get into a very complicated situation with the Talmidei Yeshiva who come to a place for a few years, Daitim Lachza after the few years, what is their status in between? Gabi Sura Deraisi, Sura Drabonon. It's after going through the entire thing countless times, it's a very unclear psak, which it was, and they seem to, some of the machalik between the Rais and Rabbanan, some of the machalik between. All sorts of chalukim, and there's a Mordechai, there's a Maril, I'm trying to figure it out. The long, long Chok Yaakov on it, it's. The Kobold's position is that the Ikum, that basically, if you're there for 2-3 years, so then even the Daitolach, so your Ikum is with the Daitolach, so where you're going back to, but you still have to keep the Chumras, Bein B'Fahesi, Bein B'Tzina, of Mokum Shabalashom. It's a very unclear psak. In all the different directions, exactly what it is, and on two directions. For instance, let's say there's something we're making here in Eretz Yisrael, and someone comes from Chutz Loretz, and he has a chumah mokum shabah mishom. If when I serve it, will I have to make sure that when I serve him something and he's unaware what he's eating, that he doesn't eat that? It's also, it's on your plate, you don't know what it was. Right. You go through the whole thing. After time 20, I still didn't end up with a clear picture of it. So Okay. Now, Hashochet Echo Ba'ov Fushnaim Bebehem. This is a Hakdoma to the Sugya and Daf Yudches. It goes like this. Where are we going? And what's the Sugya and Daf Yudches? There are three Sugyas. No, this Sugya and Daf Yudches. That happens. What happens if part of the Shechita is Bahagroma and part of the Shechita is not Bahagroma? That's one issue. And the second issue of what happens if Chaloda, part of the Shechita, that's Hagrom is one, Drosa is another. That means, and let's take the simplest case, Raj's understanding. It's talking about Shehiyo b'miyad basa, Chaloda b'miyad basa, Drosa b'miyad basa, all the psulim after I finish Rov. As a parcel of the Shechita, or once I finish Rov, the Shechita is finished. This Sugya and Yudches talked about Hagrama, Sugya and Aflamin of the Beis talked about Chaloda, Sugya and Aflamin of the Beis talks about Shehiyah. But before that, we have to understand what is Shechita. Shechet Echo Ba'ov, Ushnaim Be'behema, Shechita Tzok Sheva, Rubo Shel Echot Kamohu. Rashi said, Shel Kol Echot Ve'echot. Okay. Echo Ba'ov, okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyishchot Tes Havridim. The Vridim are the blood vessels that go on the side. So Rashi says, is that part of Shechita? Rashi says, no. Chute Hatzava Shemachag Mas Hadam. So they're not part of the Shechita. So even if you're going to parcel a psul b'miyad basra, but there's no such thing as a psul in the Vridim. The Vridim is not part of the Shechita whatsoever, according to Rashi. According to Rashi. So you can do it. You can do it with a sakim. With a sakim posel, you can do it with a drosa, chaloda, whatever you do. Now, but it has to be done b'shas shechita. Why it has to be done b'shas shechita? Maybe you'll cut the vridim 10 minutes later. No, you can't cut the vridim 10 minutes later, because as long as the heart is still pumping and everything's going, so then, the maximum dam comes out. If it's later, it's just going to seep out. It's not going to be pushed out with a gush of blood. When you shecht and you cut the vridim, there's a gush of blood. The heart's busy pumping everything out. That was the problem. One of the problems with the many problems. When they talked, there was in the 30s, Germany introduced, human treatment of animals. Forget about Jews, there's humane treatment of animals. And so what they wanted to do is to stun the animal before it shechted. And stun with an electric shock or hitting on the head, the shadow of Trafus, but with an electric shock, so it was unconscious. And the problem is, once you stun it, there will be a problem with Malicha, because then the blood will just drip out afterwards rather than being pushed out. Among many problems with that. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Chatzi Echo Ba'ov, Chatzi Echo Ba'ahem, Shechitot Zepsul. 50 is possible. Rov Echo Ba'ov, Rov Shnayim Ba'ahem, Shechitot Zepsul. Okay, Hashocha b'diyavid in l'chad chila lo. Shnayim b'behem l'chad chila lo. I can't believe it. L'chad chila lo. What am I supposed to do l'chad chila? Yibo asem echad b'yof, yibo asem b'rosh l'chad kamo. So what is l'chad chila going on? L'chad chila is going on that you have to shech the entire simon. Well, then an oaf, I have to shech two simonim. Says Rashi, "Aechba of koy hashochel chadchil itzuchu rabbonon travayu mishum hachokel leavera dilmelowotzi the meved rubachai." Okay, so here Rashi is telling you the fact that so the Gemara one lashon of the Gemara says the chadchil I have to shech the entire simon, the other that's what Rashi says. Shall call kula rubo shall echo shall call echo ve'echo each one, and that whatever simon you have to shecht, you have to go chadchila do the entire simon. Another lashon says not one in an oaf, but two in an oaf. On not one in an oaf, but two in an oaf. So Rashi says, what is right? Rashi says that's in the rabban about the halacha of l'chadchila shechting the entire simon. Rashi's quiet here. Now we already saw it on Chof Aleph on the base that Rashi says here that the gabi malika that l'chad what is havdalah? Havdalah is shechting anything more than the mitzvah shechita is. So his mitzvah shechita, Rashi says, is l'chadchila I have to shecht an entire simon. So therefore, if after I shecht the entire one simon, I shecht do anything to the second simon, it's already called havdalah. Which, now, when Rashi's talking about mitzvah, the question is, what is Rashi talking about mitzvah? He's talking mitzvah shechitas kodshim. He's talking about even there's a, that fact that there's a mitzvah in Shechitas Kodshim is clear. The Gemara says, we'll get to the Gemara, mitzvah lamarek. But whether or not there's a mitzvah in Shechitas, we already saw that it's not so simple. Whether there's a mitzvah in Shechitas Chulin, the Rambam says yes, the Ramban says no, the Ravid says no. It's a big problem. Now, the difference is as follows. If the Rashi doesn't say anything, if I took Rashi of Zion Omer Aleph Kipshuto, that means as follows. The fact that there's a mitzvah shechita l'chadchila to shecht the entire simon, but b'diyevet it's kosher with one, that's a din d'oraisa. The second simon in an oaf is a din d'rabbanan. Okay, that din rabbanan will not affect Malika at all. Now, Tosis doesn't like Rashi. Tosis says in Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Perish HaKunches. Kein v'chtzib lo yadu, over hechsher b'simen echad, v'kam de over tvei hechsher havdolo, v'chol simen ave mitzvah v'of, v'chat chilo, v'ch b'malib kol kinvala kol simen lo havdolo, avol simen hasheni, that's Rashi. The Koshel Perusho. Kama Resh Perak Beis. I mean, behead you. The Haduk Tony Hashoch. The behead that Echaba Oof and Nira Lefarish. Tosis is assuming, and that's his Kashan Rashi, that when the Gemara says the Chatchila here, he's talking about Dinei Doraisa. And therefore, l'chadchila I have to, he says. So, how does Rashi deal with the Gemara here, the l'chadchila I have to shecht an entire simon, and an entire two simonim, bein b'mehema, bein b'of. Tosik is an interesting teretz. What is Havdalah dependent on? The Havdalah depend on the mitzvah of shechita or on the matter of shechita? He says the mitzvah shechita is full two simonim, ben behema, ben bof. The matter shechita is what rov echad bof or shnai be behema. But since rubo, but the whole din of rov isn't a din of rov, it's a din of rubo kakulo. It's a din of rubo kakulo. So therefore, what is the matter? The matter is kol hasimim ba'ov and kol shnei simonim ba'behema, except because of ruva kakula, the maisa have to do only half, and therefore that's how he says pshat and Rashi. That's how Rashi is going to be able to square what he says on chaf aleph amud beis, what he says on chaf zayin amud aleph. That means Tosis is taking for granted that this is that according to Rashi, the din, the Gemara here, Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, which is talking about Shechitas Chulin, is Lachatchila Da'oraisa. That is how. Otherwise, if it's a din Rabbanan, he's not going to ask for Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. If it's a din in Kodshim, he's not going to ask for Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. So this is a din Da'oraisa. The din Da'oraisa. Or you can say, no, he's assuming, according to Rashi's din d'oraisa, of shechting full to simon be'memov. Now, there's another question. Gemara has two lashonos. Are these two A and B, or A or B? That means either the entire simon, or rov shnayim. So, if you take... Now, if you take a look in the Rosh, we'll see, this is to understand what we're going to get into in Midbats and all of these things. You'll see, if you don't have this out absolutely clear, the Rishonah becomes totally confusing. It may be confusing if you have it out clear, but at least this is the Aleph base to understand that later on. Let's take a look in the Rosh. Hashochet beis hashochet even in l'chadchilolo. I come lishchavulei. So the boy same echabo. The boy same ruvah shalach kamo. Umestaber kevin diiki trei shinuye. There are two lishonos. Avdina l'chumra. Why? The sake of the rights of l'chumra. L'chadchil toch lishol shnei shimon apov. What are Miriam Lakamon Gabe who to have a matzvah could? Okay. And he says, Hazim, it's a diavid. Ravalfitz Kotsav, Rubo Shel Echa Kamohu. Now, there are two Gersols in the Rif. Let's see his Gers in the Rif and be very careful. Gav of the Yavid, Al Chatkilam Boyle, Shishre Kulo Simon. Turn to the Rif in your Gemara. Ruba shalach kamo v'daf gerov hanirulei. Nay, okay. Av liyavu chatchir meboy limishchei kulei simonim. He had a very big difference. The chatchila to shecht, all of one, in an oaf, or you could say kulo simon, the entire simon of what you have to shecht. But our gifts in the Rif is kulo simonim. So what does he do with his gifts in the Rif? Ruvah shalach kamo davka liyavah chil meboy leilim yishchei kulo simon. Mashav Yisrilei Kalishna Basra Ula Kula. What does Shisina Basra Ula Kula mean? So that means L'chadchila you only have to shecht one simen and an oaf. Mashma, Mishum, the Hani Trey Lishni, Pligi. Bidarabonot, the Midarizer was Semerechot Shagi, Vazino Kula Bishol Sofrim. Now, exactly what he means here is a headache. Goes like this. He's a Gemara in Psochem that says the following thing. You drink a dalet kolsos, you have to shechtwa, you have to drink bahaseba. The Gemara has a suffix. The first two kolsos bahaseba, or the second two kolsos bahaseba? Seba is a din drabonon. The Gemara says, the Gemara can't pass on that shaila, and since we can't pass on the shaila, you have to drink all four kolsos bahaseba. The question is as follows. Why all four kolsos bahaseba? Sovek drabonon lekula. The answer is, when do you say sovek drabonon lekula? And you have two choices, and if you say in each choice sovek drabonon lekula, you never do it. So he says, so it, what is it? We have a suffix, whether in the first two kosos, you have to drink bahaseba. Tell me, Ramon Lakula, no haseba. So if you come to the next two kosos, you have to drink the two kosos bahaseba, so we go on Lakula. Okay. So when you end up, no kosos bahaseba, you know that's wrong. So what do you do? You drink all four kosos bahaseba. It's either four bahaseba or zero bahaseba. Zero bahaseba is wrong. The Mishnah Melech says that's the same thing. You have a city. It's a suffix, whether it's mukav chomer b'zman Yeshua ben Nun or not mukav chomer. So you read it by your dalit, you read it by tetzvav. You come to your dalit, am I chayav to read the Megillah? No Megillah. Come to Tetzvav, you have to read the Megillah. No, because it's Sofek Drabonon Lekula. You end up not reading the Megillah, but that's wrong. You have to read the one of them, so you're reading them both. Mishnah LeMelech Hilchos Megillah. So, you read the Megillah in both. So, now what do I have? Is that the same thing? Here we're talking about a Mitzvah Drabonon. So what is he saying? It's a mitzvah drabonon, because he's assuming that apparently he's assuming all I have to do is shecht. Rov simon echa ba'of and rov shnei simonim b'behema. So the question is, I have a suffix in the mitzvah drabonon. So if I just had two options. So, what do I do? Neither. Can't do it. So you'd have to do both. But since it's a drabonon, so we go with the Lishna Basra, and had it been an Inyan Deraisa, I wouldn't have gone by Lishna Basra. I would have gone with Chumra in both. But even in a drabonon, if it had not been a Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra, just a suffix, like the Gemara in Psochem has about Haseba, like the Mishnah Melech explains, Kriyas Megillah Ne'ir with a suffix. So he says, it's a Lishna Basra and a drabonon, so we don't worry about the fact, and we go straight with Lishna Basra. Alright, okay. He himself, what does he say? He says, he's explaining the riff. He himself says, no, two lashonos, and you go to Chumra. It could be he doesn't, one of two things. The Rambam, we know, has a cloud, we saw it already, always going like a Lishna Basra. It could be the Rush doesn't believe in that, so it's like the Mishnah Melech Sofek. The Mishnah Melech is the one who very articulately in Hilchos Megillah articulates this issue. A Sovek Drabonon where the two contradict each other, and she ended up going with Chumrah. That's why it's always known as Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Megillah, although it's really it's that he's coming to explain the Tosas and Psochem, the Halacha of Kriyas Megillah. Or it could be Hilchos Derisa. difference we're going to see when we get to the inyan of what is what about Miyud Basra. So now let's take a look in the Ran. We have a question, an important question. I mean, that's a basic question. When we have Rov Echod Be'of Rov Shnayim Be'Hemen, is it because the Shear is Rov? Because Ruba Kekula. Okay. Says the Ran like this. See, he's not like Rashi. He says the Rabbonon on both of them. Both are shown as a Rabbonon. It's the Bainbow, 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 Chathir, Shnaim, Shleim, and Bainim. The Lav Mishum, the Bekodsh, and Bilchud, who the Amrinan, the Adam, who Tzorach, Mishum, Shem, and Yivchos, Menashir. It's not because of the fact that in Kodshim it's that the mitzvah in Kodshim is. He's telling us, he says, don't say that it Chulin is like Kodshim. In Kodshim, you have to share the entire thing. Why? Because that's the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lamarek, because the Shechita has to be a Shechita HaMotzi Dam. And therefore, you have to do the maximum Shechita for Mitzvah Kodshim. Shem Shem Yitzvah Marashim with Rabbanu Ba'amahu. Midoraisa, now listen exactly what he says. Midoraisa, Chomokom Rubo Kukulo. Rubo kakulo, velo shiny lon bain bechatchila b'diavad. That means the rice, there is, since we say rubo kakulo on everything. Now, is he talking about mitzvahs or is he talking about matirim? He has to be talking about mitzvahs. Why do I say that? Because in Matirim, there's no such thing as chatchila b'diavad. Now that's true min hatzvar, it's mutar, it's also. And mitzvahs is a minimum mitzvah and a maximum mitzvah. Tosus and Nida daf samach vav amid beis says it very clearly. In Matirim, there's no such thing as chatchila b'diavad. It's only a mitzvah. So here he says, he's saying even in mitzvahs there's no difference between l'chatchila b'diavad when it comes to rubo kakulo in general. Nafgamina like this, the Tosis daf kufchof in psochem, Tosis daf kufchof in psochem says like this. The Gemara says in Dalet Kosos, v'hu deshosa rubo dekasya, you have to drink Rov Kos. Okay. So then, Tosa says, Balachatchila, you have to drink the entire Kos. Even though there's in mitzvahs, Tosa is telling you a cloud. In mitzvahs, ain't a chanami. The minimum, and when it comes to mitzvahs, Lachatchila in a mitzvah is the entire thing. The Rubo Kukulo and Mitzvahs is only a Durabo, is only B'diavad. You take a look there in Psochem. The entire arm of the Ran is bringing Tosis. He skips that Tosis. There's no. He doesn't have a halacha in drinking the entire coast. Drinking the entire coast, whether or just relying on Rov Kos. Machlokas the Ran here. With his silence there, in Tosfos. Now, what has Tosfos told us here on Chof Aleph Amud Beis? That certainly he agrees with Rashi, that in Chulin, there's a mitzvah. So what the Ran here agrees that in Kodshim the mitzvah is the entire siman. But he says, do not compare Kodsh to Chulin. Why not? Because there's a din, Tzorach L'mari, because of the dam. So what does that have to do with Shechita? Puncture it, and just Shechta, and then puncture it? No. Has to be Shechita HaMotzi Dam. It's a din in the Shechita that it have to be Motzi Dam. Arrived Rav Meshulam Kohen, Hechmiru Varmu, Shem Lo Shocha Kol HaSimonim, Tzorach L'chadchom B'sho'o Shehadam Cham. Yamin L'kama. And we've read him. What's the gain? I feel about all Tzorach Hatichas Ever Ever. So, that means, comes along the Ravid and Rav Meshulam, and his Rebbe Rav Meshulam, to the G'dolei Chachmei Provence, and they say, that the reason for the lechatchila has nothing to do with shechita. What does the rabbi hold about mitzvah shechita? There's no such thing as mitzvah shechita. Shechita is only a matter. We saw that. He says, so what is this lechatchila talking about? It doesn't say it's in Rabbanan. No. That lechatchila, just like in Kodesh, I need a shechita hamotzi dam. The chatchila, they said, I also need a shechita hamotzi dam. Why? Because it has to be sho'o shahadam cham. Exactly before it begins to congeal, I had the following when I was Rav Amashon Shechita. The way we shechted was the animal went into like a pen then and closed it. And it was lifted off the ground. And then there's something, and it was stuck its head through a hole, and there's something that held its head tight so it shouldn't shake its head in the middle of the shechita. The shochet had shechted it. And then they opened up the floor and it fell down to the ground. Okay. We did that. Shochet shechted it. And we fell down on the ground. And a minute later, the cow stands up and a big moo. Big moo. The shochet turns to me and says, it was a wonderful shechita. I don't know what the cow. They end up with the cows mooing about. And the cow begins running around the room. Okay, so the guy in there took a rifle and shot it in the head. Okay, the shoch went and said, he happened to shecht at a certain angle, he missed the freedom. He missed the freedom. It was a wonderful shechita. But the angle he happened to miss the freedom. Okay. So then, but it was shot in the head. The moment it was shot in the head, it totally collapsed. Okay. But then we had a shaila about here. Whether or not the gabe shechita was shechita kshera. But the gabe melicha later on, when we sent it out to the butchers, once there was not that gush of blood initially, and the animal was going around. The animal was shot in the head, and therefore the brain was dead. By the time we were able to cut the animal up, so you didn't have that flow of dam. Mm-hmm. You didn't have that flow of dam. So what does he say? Shadam kidam reading, but freedom and laws again. I feel both. So chatichas ever ever. So what is it that here you have to cut it up piece by piece by piece by piece by piece for the malicha to work? You can't take the entire. You want to take an entire chicken and roast an entire chicken. You can't do that. Then a boiling touch. A tzorchadi ebre heavy raya. Min be gemara. Avo bekoshim del adam hu tzorch. Em lo tiski le baruba. Adi kakula kamar shruot. Alma barov simen ein adam yotze yofa. Zuhi rayotzo ve ein amachras. Okay. What do we have here? That the shechita has, so in Kodshim, the mitzvah, the Ran has told us, is a shechita hamotzi dam. And a shechita hamotzi dam has to be the entire siman. You have to do the maximum of the shechita, and maybe the vridim as well. And that in Kodshim, that could be part of the shechita. Because it's a din in the shechita, has to be shechita hamotzi dam. Now in Chul, now what does that mean? That Malik, now Kodshim, you don't talk about Malik. Because, so therefore, what do we have? Does that mean, he says, that in Chulin, that if I don't do that, so what do I have to do? I have to cut everything up piece by piece by piece. And I can't have an entire, let's say, an entire, a very large piece. It has to be cut up in small pieces when you do the Malik. The malich has to be done. Now, of course, we ran into a problem at that time I was there, that most butchers, what do they like to do when they do a malicha? They like to do a malicha not on small pieces, like on a side of beef, which, according to the Ravid and Rav Meshulam, if he did not cut the vridim, and only the vridim were cut 15 minutes later, 10 minutes later, so then we're going to run into a problem with malich. That's where we are to the animal. Okay, now, it's very, very clear where the Ran is coming from. The Ran has that, the Ran says, in mitzvahs, Rubo Kakulo applies, and there's no such thing, he says. Now, Umidirabona Ba'amu, Umaraz Bachomok, and Rubo Kakulo. And on the other hand, Tosis, no. Tosis says, even though there's a Rubo Kakulo in mitzvahs, that's B'diyevin, and there's L'chadchila in mitzvahs. In Matirim, there's no such thing as Rubo Kakulo. But there's no such thing as a chadchila b'diavad. There's no such thing as a chadchila b'diavad. Okay, here we go into the Ramban and the Rashba.
Okay.
The Ramban, we saw, takes a very strong stand. A very strong stand. There is no mitzvah and shechita. There's no mitzvah and shechita. That's it. Number one. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he says clearly, and he asks the question of the bracha. So what is the bracha on? He says, the lav haba mechal asay, like called tzipa torah tochlenu. That's not a mitzvah. I don't know what kind of mitzvah if I eat chicken rather than beef. But it is, when the Torah says called tzipa torah tochlenu, what does it mean? Is an isra say of eating an oaf tome. Okay, he said. Then he asked a question. He's talking about netilas yadayim, eruv echatzeros, and the like. So there's no mitzvah in any of these things. They are matirim, and the bracha is not on the mitzvah. The bracha is on the matir. That's it. Very, very clearly stated. If you take a look on the Suga Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which we saw, we were dealing with Kavan and Shechita, it could have been interpreted, there's no Chiyuv in Shechita, it's a Rishus. He does not allow that. That one might have misinterpreted the Ramban. If you want to straighten out the Ramban and Chedushim, with the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, there's zero mitzvah, it's just a matter completely. Okay, that's number one we saw. Okay. And therefore, the Ramban is going to be forced with such a position, if we straighten out the Ramban in Chulin with the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, he's going to be forced to say that when the Gemara talks about Chatzila in Bediyah, but here the Gemara is talking only Din Ramban. That's not a Shaila. The Rashba is more now. That there's no lechatchila b'diavad in Matirim. It's very clear. If you take a look, I didn't bring my covers. Take a look at the Ramban here. You'll take a look. It's mistapik. The Raisa Drabbanan, and it's finally Maskana is it's a Drabbanan. Now that suffix, it could be here. He was mistapik. It says like this. Perish, okay. Umafar Kinan, Iboy Sema, Echabov, Iboy Sema, Ruba Shalacha, come out. Travayu is Chatkilo Sagile, Echabov, Loshnai, Kavan Bov, Bamba Behema, Elishacha Kulusim, Bamba, Bamba Behema. Velomi Shumda, it's Noel. The mitzvah is to shecht two completely. Except the halach is, if I shecht rov echabov, it's ki'ilu, I shechted shnayim ba'ov. The din shechita is chal on both. The efsha, ibo'in and yotzim mirov echabov, rov shnayim ba'ovim midrabonim. Says if it's a deraisa, I can hear that if there's a mitzvah, he says, I can hear there's a chatchila. But maybe yotze berov echa ba'ov rov shnayim b'vehema midrabanan deraisa lo miflag rachmana amakom bein lachatchila d'yavet. Now the Ran doesn't say that. This is different than the Ran. Be careful. The Ran says ruba kakulo, but if rov echa ba'ov is there's no ruba kakulo. We got to be the second semen. It says when he says the midaraisa is no different lechatchila b'diavad, he's talking about matirim. So and he said the ari hitkil akotzer lo behemel adogam shol chayvo klala b'simen echa midrabbanan. Conclusion drabbanan. Apparently here, when he began the perek, he had a suffix. Is it a mitzvah or a matir? Maskon is matir. When he talked there in Lafat Lamad Aleph from a base, so he says it's a matir. Well, apparently that is the Mahalach of the Ramban. And the Rashba, here I have a headache. Now, he's talking in terms of mitzvahs and matirim. Very clear. Now, so what we've seen is apparently Rashi tells us hold mitzvah, Rambam holds mitzvah. The Ramban clearly is a matir. The Ran would seem mitzvah, but he goes in a whole different direction of Ruba, his understanding of Ruba Kukulo. He says, in Kodshim by itself, the mitzvah is kulo, because I need a shechita hamotzi dam. It's not just I need the mitzvah shechita hamatira. It's something else. I need a shechita hamotzi dam. In Kodshim. There's a different type of shechita. Here we have there is a major machlokas, which is going to come up and up and up and up now in the second parak. There are two parshas of shechita. The shechita of Kodshim and shechita of Cholim. Are they the same mitzvah? Are they the same din of shechita, or two different? This is something late 19th century Achronim were very busy with. There's a Beis HaLevi on it. There's a lot of Achronim. If you take a look in the Pasuk, V'zavachto ka'asher tzivisicho. So, there's a machlokas there between Rashi and the Ramban. What are the words ka'asher tzivisicho mean? The word shchita is never used when it comes to chulin. V'zavachto. More wants to know. And the word shchita is used when we have a kodshin. V'shachat is ben abokar. When it comes to the Akedah, says lishchot es beno. Now Tosis here has a question. Take a look at Tosis. Where is it? It's Zion, Tet Zion here. The halacha is that a sack and shechita cannot be mechuber. How do we? If you take a look on Tet Zion Omer Aleph, minayin leshechita shehi betolush. Shenemar vayika chesama achelas lishchotus beno. He took the machelas in his hand to shecht. Im toma vahaykro bekodshim ksiv. That is shechita. Now, Tosfos is telling us the din of shechita of Yitzchok Avinu had a din of shechitas kodshim. That Tosfos kash. How can I learn from kodshim to shechitas kodshim to shechitas chulin? Nechsev beperek hatoda, sof dam. Nafkol meyoch, the kodshim to in a keli. That, in kodshim, it's not enough to have just anything. I need a keli. We learn it out from the kechas hamachalas. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is telling me a very important thing. Tilinyan tolush gamina nami achulim sivlish chotas mino sivlish chotas ola avol keli lo shayachum erfuchu. So first of all, he says Tosis is telling us here that there is an absolute equation between shchitas kodshim and shchitas chulim. But there's another halacha: the shchitas mekadish the animal liposo. To be mekadish an animal, to mekadish anything in avoda, you need a klisharis. Not just you need a keli, you need a klisharis. Every klisharis had to be have a din of a keli. So what is Tosis doing? Tosis is making an equation between Shechitas Kodshim and Shechitas Chulin. It's the same Dine Shechita. And I can learn one from the other. The Ran says it's two separate Dine Shechita. There's Shechitas Kodshim and Shechitas Chulin. And Shechitas Kodshim and Shechitas Chulin are two very separate dinei shechita. One is the shechita hamotzi dam, and therefore the din shechita has to be the full two simanim, and maybe the vridim as well. And the shechita of cholin is not a shechita hamotzi dam; it's a shechita lamata the behema. So, what is Rash? Right, so the machlokas there was zovachto kasher tzivisicho. Doesn't say shechita. So one Rashi says kasher tzivisicho bikodshim. It's an equation, and the Ramban says no kasher tzivisicho b'sinai. Doesn't like Rashi. Rashi makes an equation. Shechitas Kodesh and Shechitas Chulin. Rambam says two separate parshas. Okay. Now, so just to understand, I gave you a lot of information. The Rashba. Now, there's another question. What is the shear? The Ram told us the shear is kulo, but rubo kulo. Maybe the shear is rof. The difference is as follows. Even if it's a mater, what's the mater? The simen shochot or the maisa shchita? What I mean by that, here we're getting to buy. I go through 51%. I haven't finished, I keep going. It's all one maisa shchita and the animal's not mutter yet, or I have a simen shochot, but I'm still continuing with a maisa shchita. Let's say, if a person, if you shechter, you're 51%, someone chops off a piece of meat from the animal. Is it mutter yet or not mutter yet? That all of this, we're going to get into detail to understand, is there such a thing, do'oraisa, apsul b'miyad basa, not apsul b'miyad basa. For instance, Rashi's very, very clear. If I shecht an animal and I'm shechted the corner 2/3 through the veshet and I do a drosa on the end, animal's posel the right. The animal, Gemara has a take or it's a sveka the right. So Rashi is very, very clear. Is the animal mutter ready? If it's animal mutter ready, it's mutter. No. According to Rashi, that's the Gemara Sofek. As long as it's one continual Maisa Shechita, the animal's not going to be mutter until I finish the Maisa Shechita. If I finish the Maisa Shechita b'psul, okay, so then I don't have a Maisa Shechita b'kashrus. Well, that's why all these questions we're asking have a very, very, very simple Nafkamina la'alocha. For instance, the shochet. Now, take a look on the Ram. Take a look on the Rashba here. What time is it? Tomorrow I gave you an awful lot of information. We'll chaz it over tomorrow and we'll see take a look at the Rashba. In the very beginning of the Rashba and Torah Habayis in Torah Habayis HaKotzer, take a look, and we'll take a look here in the Rashba, how he holds this to the Chatzchila B'diyevah.